AFK, Audio Fantasy Knowledge, the first and only podcast on medieval fantasy and gaming definitions and terminology. For questions, comments, or requests, email us at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, let's begin our quest. Hello, and welcome to another episode of AFK. I'm Adam, and today we're going to cover a very old game that combines the same theory we use today in text messaging with a sort of Pictionary-type feel. I'm talking about Erebus. Similar to texting, which combines letters and numbers to convey meaning, such as G, R, and the number 8 for great, Erebus uses the same theory with the addition of images. Dating back over 200 years, Erebus was a puzzle that people created to challenge each other's wits and critical thinking. It was passed around or contained within the handwritten letters for the receiver to decipher. This could be used to hide messages, entertain, or even court a potential mate, even engage in a sort of a mental sparring match. Although much more difficult to pick up on than creative way to organize words is very similar to today's method of text messaging. One Erebus to give an example of is horn, a little H, a little O, and then a big R and a big N. This simple word refers to the Battle of Little Bighorn. By spelling the word horn but writing the first letters little and the last letters big, the full meaning comes out in a creative play of word punctuation. In linguistics, the Erebus principle is using images for their sounds alone, not their meanings. Strictly using text, the position of words or parts of words in relation to each other displays the true meaning. The Encyclopedia Britannica defines a rebus as a representation of a word or a syllable by a picture of an object, the name of which represents, in sound, the representative word or syllable. Several rebuses may be combined in a single device or successively to make a phrase or a sentence. A literary rebus uses letters, numbers, musical notes, or specially placed words to make a sentence. A complex rebus combines pictures and letters and can be used to convey direct meanings, especially to inform those that are illiterate. They can also be constructed deliberately to conceal meanings, to inform or initiate, a puzzle or amuse someone. Although text messaging relies only on numbers and letters, the theory is kind of the same, though. Create a meaning that can be understood, but it's not fully spelled out in the grammatical sense. Text messaging is used more for the interest of speed. However, some like text speak may be puzzling for a new user to the modern shorthand world. Texting is not meant to have the same puzzle element to it, but it should be easy to define meanings and acronyms that are the most commonly used. When I talk of a rebus and in the literary sense, or when's been used in literature, I think the biggest thing that pops to my mind is the Da Vinci Code. It was written by Dan Brown, came out in 2003. It's sort of a mystery-type detective book where it follows a character named Robert Langdon. He's a symbologist. He teams up with a French cryptologist, and they go around investigating a murder that happened in this big Paris museum. Sort of starts off where the person that was murdered, he's actually naked, and he's posing the Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. So right there is the first sort of symbol that they need to decipher, and then it just keeps going from there deeper and deeper until ultimately I think the character Robert Langdon sort of realizes how deep this actually goes, because it includes the Priory of Sion and Opus Dei and all these other things. It's a really interesting novel if you guys have never read it. It's basically a part two to Angels and Demons, which is I thought was even better. I think Da Vinci Code somehow just became more popular because they ended up making it into a movie. Still a very good job, though. They even came out with a part three, which was less popular or less known, but that was called The Last Symbol. I think that's where the series stopped, featuring the Robert Langdon guy. But very interesting, very depth books. The author, Dan Brown, he had to have put a lot of research and all that to make sense out of it all. So if you get a chance, check it out. All right, everybody, just a little bit of news. in the fantasy and medieval world. There's an art. I'm sure you guys have seen the website Tor.com. So they had an article in there kind of focusing on a guy named Joel Cunningham. He's an editor for the Barnes & Noble Reads, and he basically handles the sci-fi and fantasy blog there. They have a pretty good interview on him, but I jumped on there and I was looking at some of the articles, and one of them kind of cracked me up. It was written by a lady, Diane Biller, and it's 7 books guaranteed to make you hungry, fantasy for foodies. So they got Harry Potter series, they got Sunshine by Robin McKinley, Song of Ice and Fire, George R. R. Martin, Redwall, Lord of the Rings, of course, and then C.S. Lewis, The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and then The Wheel of Time. Some of them cracked me up. In The Song of Ice and Fire, George R. R. Martin's book, the most craved was lemon cakes and creamy chestnut soup, but they also had another Dothraki blood pie. So, I don't know. Dothraki blood pie doesn't sound too good to me, but you never know. I never had it yet. So, just an update on that. I just finished season 2 of the series, so I know I'm way behind. I'm trying to get caught up before the 5th season comes out. So, a couple of my friends are yelling at me and stuff, but it's frustrating because my wife's watched them all. And I walk in one day and she's watching it, and I see that the Kingslayer is like strapping on a fake hand. And I'm like, ah, spoiler. Don't be playing that around me. I got to watch it on my own. So, hopefully I didn't just spoil it for some of you guys. But so something else I've been trying, I ended up narrating a couple of the short stories that I wrote. You know, we've been doing the writing prompts on here, and just want to get some feedback on what you guys think as far as the short story I wrote, how the sound quality is and everything. So I'm going to post that as well after this episode, just as a little special. It's a real short. You guys check it out. Tell me what you think. Other than that, that's it. If you have any questions or comments or anything else you'd like to see defined for this, let me know. Email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com. I'd like to hear comments. If you guys have any audio clips you want to send in to me, I can maybe get it right here on the show and include some of your thoughts or even some of your short stories or writing prompts. So let me know what you got. Until next time, I will see you.
Well, that ends our quest for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com or comment right there on Podomatic. Music today was provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. So until we meet again, keep reading and keep writing.